Hi there. This is Hallie Crawford, certified career coach and owner of Create Your Career Path with HallieCrawford.com. This is our special report about career transition and improving your job search. Create new career possibilities in just 30 days. This material is copyrighted, so any unauthorized reproduction or distribution is prohibited. Thanks. So several years ago, when I was living in Chicago, I was out of work for 8 months. It was an incredibly stressful time for me, very unsettling. And I don't know about you, but I felt like I was spinning my wheels in my search, like I was doing everything right, but nothing was happening. Have you ever felt that way before? You probably have, and I know it can be very frustrating. And one day, I remember sitting on my couch in my apartment in Chicago. This was several months into my search, thinking, you know what? I've got a choice here. I can sit on my couch and freak out, which I did on several occasions, mind you, or I can keep plugging to overcome this obstacle just like I had with other obstacles in my life. Now, we all know we can't control what happens to us, but what can we control? That's right, our reaction to what happens. So this report is about choice, making a choice to streamline your job search, to create new career possibilities for yourself, and improve your job search performance, just like a professional athlete would. The three things I'm going to give you in this audio and report are three of the things I chose to do that helped me navigate this tough time. You ready? Okay, let's rock and roll. So step number one is, realize your job is not your identity. Realize your job is not your identity. When we get so attached to our jobs, especially when we've been working at a job or in a certain industry for so many years, we get really attached to them and they become part of our identity, right? And what happens then when we lose those jobs? We lose our identity. And as a result, our confidence and our attitude can go down the tubes, right? And how do you perform when you feel like crap, honestly, when your confidence is low and your attitude has gone down the tubes? Not so great, right? And this can impact your search dramatically. You can go into a networking event like this, not feeling so great, and you know what the result is going to be. It's not going to be fabulous. Or you can go in with your head held high, feeling confident and good about yourself. And as a result, you're more likely to meet more people and make more solid connections at that event. You know the difference. So the deal is that your attitude affects your actions, which in turn affects your outcome. I'll say that again because it's very important. Your attitude affects your actions, which in turn affects your outcome. You can take whatever action you want, but if you don't have the right attitude as a foundation beneath these actions, those action steps that you take will not be as effective. So here's your specific action step to take related to step number one. The action step is to actively manage your attitude, like athletes do, in order to improve your job search on a daily basis, every single day for 30 days. So here's the deal. If you have ever watched the Olympics before, or any professional athlete before their game, you'll notice, what are they doing? They're listening to music. They're plugged into their iPods. They're listening to either music that they love that makes them feel great, or affirmations or something like that. If you watch the Olympics and you see the athletes beforehand, they're listening to their iPods, right? Professional athletes and high-performing people get the value of this and the importance of attitude, and they use it to their advantage. And there's no reason why we can't do this as well. So your action step is to pick out three songs that pump you up. Do this today, right away, after you listen to this audio and complete the special report. Pick out three songs that pump you up and make you feel great, that boost your energy and your confidence. And every single day for 30 days in the morning, first thing, before you get your coffee or your cereal, and actually if you need to get your coffee first, that's okay, but do this first thing, listen to these songs for 15 minutes. And while you're listening, imagine how you want your day to unfold and what you want to accomplish. Do this, listening and visualizing for 15 minutes every single day for 30 days. Put your iPod by your bed if you need to in order to remind yourself. So your action step is actively managing your attitude, just like we talked about here. So step number one is realize your job is not your identity. Actively manage your attitude. Step number two is tap into your natural talents. You all have probably heard about the idea of transferable skills. What is a transferable skill? We know that it's a skill that you can use in other areas besides the career path that you were in before, right? It's transferable. So we need to go back to what we're naturally good at in order to come up with additional career paths or possibilities to consider. So I'll give you a quick example. I had a client, Paul, who was in banking for 15 years. Talk about someone whose identity was, you know, one way. He had been a banker. He was always going to be a banker. So we really had to think out of the box with Paul. And when we brainstormed ideas, two of the things he realized that he did very well naturally were research and investigation. And these were two things he used in his previous job and really enjoyed. So he was looking into three possible career paths, being a professor, going into law enforcement, or being a lawyer. So what's Paul doing now? He's in Michigan, going back to graduate school in order to become a professor, and he's thrilled. So your action step is to spend 30 minutes every single Friday. Ooh, Rachel, I got to fix that one. So your action step is to spend 30 minutes this week with a friend or family member to identify two natural talents that can be considered transferable skills that can transfer or relate to another possible career path. Bust out your resume here. Sit down with them and spend 30 minutes. Ask them what you do well, better than most people that they know. And then take 30 minutes using the ONET database to identify alternative career paths in order to cast your net wider for your search in the next 30 days. The ONET database website is on your special report on your handout. It is online.onetcenter.org. So step number two is tap into your natural talents. And by the way, to take the next specific tangible steps towards identifying your transferable skills and improving your job search, be sure to check out our job search program for professionals by visiting my website at HallieCrawford.com/job search program. That's all one word, HallieCrawford.com/job search program. I'm very excited about and very proud of this program because I put my best job search advice into it, and it's full of valuable, practical information that will help you dramatically improve your search. It's guaranteed. Again, the website is HallieCrawford.com/job search program. Be sure to check it out. And all of our products are backed with our guarantee. Okay, you ready for step number three? Step number three is to state what you want. State what you want and remain focused. You got to keep your eye on the prize. 80% of success comes from knowing where you want to go in the first place. 80%. Huge percentage. You need to know where you're going in the first place, what your goal is, and you need to stay focused on it. So here's the deal. As people's job search drags on, they start to become worried, understandably, because this can get scary for us. But as a result, we can become unfocused in our search. It's happened to me before. And the result is what? They start to lose sight of their goal. And they'll start to go to tons of networking groups or events and not assess the effectiveness of their strategy. They might start wasting their time and doing things that are not as effective as they could be. So here's your action step. Every single Friday for the next 30 days, take 30 minutes to ask yourself the following questions to assess your job search strategy. So sit down at your computer with your Excel spreadsheet, because hopefully you've got your search organized into an Excel spreadsheet. In our job search program, we've got an example, so if you purchase that, there's an example there for you. Have all of your action steps there, and in that 30 minutes on Friday, ask yourself these questions. What's working? What's not working? And what can you do to improve next week? What's working? What is not working? And what can you do to improve next week? Step number 3 is to state what you want and remain focused. So let's practice visualizing right now. I want you to do something for me. Just put your stuff down and imagine two things. First, imagine what would it look like if you did everything we talked about here today and implemented these 3 steps consistently in the next 30 days. What would be possible for you? Good. Now shift gears and think about what if you didn't? What if you didn't implement what you learned here in this special report? What would be the impact there? And more importantly, what opportunity might be missed if you let that happen? What opportunity might be missed? Okay, nice work. So come back. And now it's time for action. I'd like you to write down 2 action steps you will take as a result of listening to this audio right now. So go ahead and do those on your special report in the handout. So we left me sitting on the couch in Chicago, right? Realizing that I had a choice in my job search. I had a choice to plug forward with the right attitude or keep spinning. And I chose to be positive and keep moving. And as a result, I found another job that ended up being the stepping stone towards my dream of becoming a coach. It took time and it took effort, guys. I'll be honest. It's not like just to snap your fingers and everything is fabulous. But if you continue to pursue your goal and keep your eye on the prize, you will find a job. The job that I found paid my bills while I started my business. It enabled me to achieve my dream. So there's a good, happy ending to this story, and there can be for you as well. So keep in mind for me that you are a choice in everything that you do. I love this quote. There are 2 primary choices in life: to accept conditions as they exist, or accept the responsibility for changing them. 2 primary choices. You can either accept conditions as they exist or accept the responsibility for changing them. So remember, we are here to help you to take the next specific tangible steps to dramatically improve your search. Check out our job search program for professionals at HallieCrawford.com/job search program. It's full of valuable, practical information to help you improve your search, and it's guaranteed. Again, the website is HallieCrawford.com/job search program. We're here to help you, so if there's anything we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out. Good luck with your search. Get out there and rock and roll. Have a great day.